like this?
I did not come here tonight to make you laugh. I came here to sell you something. I wanted to pay particular attention because of the amazing Master Tool Corporation, a subsidiary of Fly-By-Night Industry, has entrusted who? Me, to show you the handiest and the dandiest kitchen tool you've ever seen. And don't you want to know how it works?
Hello, everybody. I don't know if you can hear me. I know you're probably all getting sick of listening to the John Keno Project song, which is going on its sixth, make that seventh, play. I think something got screwed up in the script, because it shouldn't be playing. Okay, seven. You know, I bet you $10 they're going to be listening to that the whole time I'm podcasting. It'll just be this is going to be declared the John Keno Project Hour, because that's all you're going to be hearing. Damn, what got screwed up there? Looking in Trillion, and my whole thing is just, FPC player is now playing John Keno Project. I feel for you, featuring Guy 7, Rosabelle Vox Mix, with three, yep, here we go. Eight. I'm going to keep this going. I want to see how many times the fucking thing starts up again and again and again and again. And Christ, even Henry VIII I am gave up after a while. This thing's being very persistent. And doesn't even... I haven't listened to the song, but I can guess from the file size that thing's got to be about 4 minutes. It isn't even... it's reset itself 8 times in... Let's see, about 6 minutes. 6 or 7 minutes. 9 times. God! What is going on here? That is screwy. Talking to somebody from the Freaky Furry Friends podcast channel, I don't like Trillion for Irk. Unfortunately, I need to use Trillion right now because AVG, in its wonderful niceness, decided that the Merc EXE was infected. Okay, fine. Heal. Apparently, heal now equals delete all traces and evidence from ever being found again on your computer, because now the shortcut just shows the little default square thing for Merc.exe. Yay! The cycle is broken. After 9. My God. Okay. So now we're live. Hopefully that damn thing won't kick over and interrupt us again. I'm scared to sign off now, because I'm afraid if I do, it'll just be the John Keno Project all fucking evening until my show comes on again, which will briefly interrupt it, if it interrupts it at all, because Flash in the Pan was supposed to be playing before, and apparently it got kicked out, which is fine. The show went over an hour anyway, so I would have been starting at the same time now anyway. You know, it makes me wonder if it loaded up the amount of time that Flash in the Pan was supposed to have and just kept finding any shit to play until it was supposed to end anyway. But why it's stuck on poor John Keno, I don't know. I have no clue what you're talking about, pal, so I will have to do for an answer. Jesus, I hate that. Okay, let's get the roll call out of the way as soon as I can find it. And then, of course, I need the right window. Syria, Dari, Jay's Double is here, which really makes me surprised that we had to put up with that for so long. Kitta is asleep. Me, Taurus is asleep. The hell are you doing sleeping, boy? You're supposed to be up by now. Wairu is out, and then we got regular Jay, or Jay Light, or whatever it is, as opposed to Jay's Double, and Rizzler. Whoop-de-doo. I may just sign out now, since that way, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to cut the Irk room here. That's just getting annoying. Just sitting there waiting, expecting that stupid John Kano thing to come up again is... don't like it. And May sitting over here snickering at me. She does that a lot, I've noticed. She just kind of shakes her head and smiles and nods, treats me like the special bus kid. Which is probably a good way to treat me, to be perfectly honest. Where are you? That's pretty. Ocean Drive. Huh. What is it called? Vitamin... Oh.
Extraordinaire Island.
Cool.
Don't ask how I managed to remember and then find this place. With search down, don't ask.
Yeah, in case you hear us bitching over the next few weeks, SL pulled the boner of all boners and updated, gave everybody a Christmas present early. Every fucking feature we have ever asked for came up in this update, and now has subsequently blown the whole thing to shit. So... search is down because of it, because they've
the database is just too laggy and overloaded, and millions of searches a minute. Come on.
Yeah. That's because the dumb fuckers have it set free now. We've got over 10,000 people at any one time on that thing. Even VP couldn't claim that in its heyday. Well, not normal VP. Excite VP could. Yeah.
Like
Oracle.
That would have been smart.
Yeah, it would. Well, but come on. This is SL. Smart is not... the S does not stand for smart. We figured that out long ago. Shithead, maybe.
Stupid!
I was trying to avoid the obvious S, but thank you. That's actually more appropriate than shithead, probably, too, if you think about it. You're going to be begging for first life when we're done. Well, think about it. We're the idiots who are paying for this shit.
Look at it this way. Oracle's designed for large-scale projects, like airlines.
Yeah.
That thing handles millions of searches per second without a hitch. If they could have incorporated that, they wouldn't have had no problems.
No, they wouldn't. But that was too smart. Probably Oracle costs too much.
$800 for a license.
That's not too bad. Of course, that's $800 they can use buying pizza to feed their programmers, who are probably up 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
At least.
They're awake 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Cut the dark rims under the eyes and everything.
Fixing all the shit they broke.
Yeah. Hot cocoa. Nothing like it when it's... oh my god, it's actually 32 degrees. This thing must be lying. Oh no, the sun came out. Ick! Go away, sun. Do you realize you're just going to make things worse? Melt all the damn snow and then it'll freeze tonight and then it'll have ice everywhere. Anyway... speaking of SL, we're going to talk about Second Life today. Second Life is pretty much going to be the topic. We'll get the Bozo and Thought of the Day out of the way, thing out of the way first as soon as... there it is. Bozo Crimo for today comes from DeQueen, Arkansas. Yes, DeQueen. I don't know. Somebody really had to be doped up to think that was a good name. Where Bozo Morgan Caldwell tried to walk out of a music store with an item he had shoplifted and stuffed down his pants. He didn't make it, though. It's kind of hard to inconspicuously... God, I hate that word. Walk out the door with a guitar in your pants. Earth? Yep, that's what he did. The neck down... one leg, and the back of the guitar almost up to his chin. How stupid you have to be. The fuck? Hope he didn't ask anyone to tune it. He's been charged with theft. And he should be charged with stupid and shot on sight. Oh, I think I'm gonna walk out with this guitar. Nobody will notice. My brain hurts. And speaking of brains...
Well, let me think about it. If, as an apparently non-corporeal universal concept, I can think.
Today's quote from Robert Quillen... A happy marriage is the union of two good forgivers, which is so true. That is a really, really true statement. Anyway, Second Life. Second Life and all the bullshit that comes with said life. Now, I'm going to be the first to admit I love Second Life. At least 8 hours a day I'm on it. Usually... Yeah, at least 8. Let's see, how long am I on? I mean, I've been on it for 3.5 hours already today. I'll probably go back on it. The last 7 days, I've been on it for 53 hours. That's a fuckload of time, okay? that's a lot. And 7 days, you know, 53 hours in 7 days. That's almost 8 hours a day that I'm on Second Life. Yes, granted, my first life really isn't a life at all. I don't have the money to go out, you know, go bowling, or I don't have a car to do that either now. So, I mean, that's kind of a moot point. Why is my audio level so damn low? I think I know what it is. Let me see. I think I know. No, it's back to microphone. Huh. I guess I don't talk very loud. Yeah, even that didn't spike, and that usually does. Oh, well. Second Life for me has become an interesting problem. Mainly because in Second Life, I don't play a male. I play female. I have three characters. Two of them are female, one of them's herm. None of them look in any way, shape, or form male. So, and I don't know why I find that so easy. It isn't even that playing female is just something I get a kick out of doing. It's just the only thing I can think to play. Even when I have a picture in my profile that I'm male, if I'm running around with a male avatar, nobody believes it. It's just not me. I don't know why, but people just don't see it as me. So, I swear, if I thought I'd make an even remotely decent-looking female, I'd probably look into it. And to get a gender change or whatever, I'm ugly as a male. I wouldn't be a fucking dog as a female. There's no way you could make me pretty. No. That's cosmetically impossible. At least it was last time I checked. Anyway, my problem is lately with the Herm character, she's gotten a little more popular. To the point, she's got one person who would love to be with her as a companion. And right now, Spider's on the fence. She has said, okay, we'll give it a try, but Spider's not giving it the old college try here. So, I don't even think she's giving it the freshman in high school try either. So, it's just... I've never thought about having a companion in Second Life. It never entered my head. It's like, why? You know?
Why not?
Well, see, that's the problem now. Now I'm wondering that. I guess it's just gone so damn long without anybody really even approaching the subject to any character I own. I just never thought it would ever come up.
After you declined the ones from my characters, yeah.
Well, you and I are together in First Life. I mean, come on. But anyway, I just never thought anybody would give a shit. And now I've got some people who do, and I'm not really sure what to do with it. It's like, it's making me very uncomfortable for some reason. I don't know, I just...
Because you're married in real life and don't want to feel like you're cheating?
Yeah. Catholic guilt, basically. I admire people who can go around and sleep with anything and their spouse doesn't... Well, no, let me finish. And the marriage can still stand perfectly fine. They won't have any problems with it. I just cannot do that. I get guilty if I even look at somebody. So, I don't know. I think I've had sex from beginning to end without SL crashing a whole total of one time, and I've been on there for well over a year. That is pretty sad compared to some people I know.
Oh, I could mention names, but won't. One particular person that was talking to you the other day, who, quite frankly, if she doesn't have sex 5 to 7 times a day, considers herself, oh my goodness, so deprived.
Angel?
Certain Herm.
Well, she ain't getting it from Spider, I know that much.
She ain't getting it from anybody in this family.
That's gotta be mighty depressing for her.
Considering the total amount of characters we have, and how many that she knows, yes. It's gonna really ruin that poor girl's ego. And I don't care.
Her and Spider are kind of unofficially going out just because Spider is trying to entertain the thought but can't really wrap her mind around it.
Well, Mashaka gave up on Spider and married Jorah instead.
Yeah. Spider at the time, though, wasn't really coming on.
She didn't care. They'd been mates for years.
Oh.
Yeah, gotcha, didn't it?
Yeah, and this is the exact reason I didn't want to talk about this while you were up, because I knew I'd end up feeling guilty all the way through it.
Feeling guilty about what?
I don't know. It's just a guilt trip. When you're raised Catholic, you don't need a reason to have a guilt trip. You should know this by now. You've run into enough of them.
Yeah,
you look at us funny and we have a guilt trip, for Christ's sake.
Pack your bags, we're going on another guilt trip.
Yep. That's the only two things they teach you. Guilt trips and bingo. That's all Catholics are good for. You want to give somebody a gambling obsession, turn them Catholic, because the only two things they'll be taught are guilt trips and bingo. You have a guilt trip, so you give your money to the church while playing bingo. That way you get something out of it. Usually a toaster. Like you don't have enough of those.
It's just... I'm not trying to give you a guilt trip. Boy, wake up!
You don't need to try. That's the problem.
Well, now you know why I try not to. Because the minute you do have one, I have to point out that there's absolutely no basis for it. And there, I've worked a little bit more out. We've been together how many years and I'm still working on it?
Do you want an honest answer to that? Because with you sitting this close, I'm not sure if that's good for my health. I'm really not. But see, this is the other reason I like having you around, because you'll just bitch slap me when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes physically.
Yep. Usually.
Thank God you haven't done that on the air yet.
Usually only with words, though.
Yeah. I already know this is going to be a popular episode. Anytime I put your name on it, it starts getting downloaded because they like you more than they like me.
No. Don't you give me no guilt trip.
What? They do.
That's because they don't know what's good for them.
They're furries. Isn't that kind of like an assumed?
Yeah. You have a point.
This is the same fandom who invented unbirthing. There is no way these guys can know what's good for them. Or they wouldn't have invented that in the first place. Being born's hard enough the first time. If you don't want to do it again.
In reverse.
Yeah, in reverse, no less, yeah.
I'm sorry, but... Now you see why I don't log into the mucks anymore. One furry actually did unbirthing so much, she turned her womb into a public room. I'm not kidding.
I remember that. That
it
was
made me
funny.
So sick, I have not logged in since.
What was... If anybody knows that lady's name, send it in, because I want to, like, IM her and, like, do an interview with her on just how the hell that came about. That was disturbing.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it was funny and a really sick...
That's a twat to get to this room. Right! I give up. No fucking way.
Okay, that got us our extreme rating for today. This episode brought to you by the word twat. There, go look it up, kids. There's a reason it's one of the words you can't say on TV. It only has one definition. And it's not anything you'll hear on Sesame Street.
We hope not.
Yeah, well, not while we're still... Not while we're still around. I did, well...
Now, you just gotta slip it in the script and hope no one notices.
Oh, that'd be worth it. You know, you'd be shot on sight for it, but it'd so be worth it. Well, some dumb fucker at school is showing, and I know why they're doing it. Yes, boy, it took us time to get derailed off of the SL topic, didn't it? Anyway, some idiot is, because they're doing a play on Rosa Parks, is showing like a docudrama or something concerning the 60s, and they're using the word nigger. Now, the problem with the word nigger is it's got so many damn meanings. I can guarantee you half the kids, even if they do know a meaning, aren't thinking of the same one when they're watching it. And now Matthew's walking around trying to get everybody to explain to him what the word nigger means. I'm like, ask your dumb fuck of a drama teacher. They shouldn't show you something if they can't explain it.
Yeah,
well, and then it's a matter of tone. I mean, a black guy who uses the word nigger can mean about three or four different things, depending on how he says it.
Yeah.
So.
It's another one of those slang terms that anybody from England is going to just shake their head at.
Yeah, basically. It's like, fuck, you. No wonder you guys wanted to secede. Yeah. I have a, you know, I really think that England is just laughing its ass off at us. They're probably thinking they got rid of every fucking ditz that ever walked on English soil when we all broke away from it.
Any Eurofurs listening, go the other way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what idiots they didn't get out of by sending over here, they sent to Australia. So, I mean, they don't, they're like... Every idiot that came from England is like on total opposites of the globe now from them, so they got rid of all the morons over in America and got rid of all the prisoners over in over in Australia, so man, they're really doing good there. Now, God damn it, about 4 minutes ago I had a point and I completely forgot it. Oh, yeah. And on the subject of idiot things furs have come up with, bloodless vor.
A what?
Bloodless vor, where you basically swallow somebody.
That's been around for years.
I hate that. I got teeth for a fucking reason. Okay? My mouth does not unhinge. If you want something like that, go talk to a snake or a dragon, because their mouths are big enough they don't have to chew. Don't
because
talk.
I don't have to chew, don't mean I ain't gonna.
Well,
I still got the last knife that came off just stuck in my teeth.
Oh, well, yeah.
I chew, damn it.
I grossed somebody out in cola, actually. Because we were talking about leftovers. Of all things, we were talking about leftovers. And the only person that Spider ever slept with also wanted to try a vorcing out, so Spider literally killed them. So Spider looked over and was like, nah, I don't want any. I still got some sitting in the cooler at home. Oh, you could just see people turning green. It's like, you're vampires, you fucking twits. So, come on. You guys leave this shit all over the road. You can't tell me that you didn't think somebody would eat it eventually.
Yeah, that's where Jorah comes in.
Yeah, Jorah. And Spider doesn't scavenge all that much. She doesn't need to. She just clubs somebody over the head, usually. It's like, here, pap, you just joined the food chain. That was funny as hell, though. Everybody just got queasy. It's like,
why?
I'm in a room with demons, lichens, and vampires, and you guys are queasing out about me talking about chewing on somebody. What the fuck is wrong with you? You bite
afraid
people?
I'll chew on something a bit sensitive?
Well, I guess.
Leave the rest of you alive?
Eh.
There's an idea.
Nah, nah, nah.
With the way most men in that sim are, shall we say, adjusting for things, that wouldn't even be an appetizer.
I know.
Yes, there is. Oh.
Vienna sausages. They're not just for breakfast anymore.
Oh. Okay. Now that we've squicked what listenership we did have, if we didn't outright insult them to begin with.
I don't honestly care. Send me hate mail, track me down in real life, I'll still give you the double backflip, boys. I don't care.
Give pork and beans a new meaning.
Oh. Help here.
Oh, God, I didn't want to think about pork. you haven't read Rolling Stone yet.
Yes, yeah. I was reading that.
Oh, God, that's sick.
Yes, it is.
Although, I
will say... It's worse in the chicken industry.
I will say this. As sad as it is, did you read what happened to, like, a whole family?
Yeah.
Some, for those of you... Well, fuck, what am I talking? That damn thing isn't even on the stands yet. The next episode... Or episode, Christ. The next... Oh, God. Now I see why we three don't do a podcast together. Never end. That'd be kind of funny. Love to do that, like, on Christmas or something.
Kid falls in. Kid's dad falls in.
Kid's uncle falls in. Kid's uncle's son falls in. I mean, it's like six people. They ended, like, six branches of the family tree all in one shot.
The gene pool.
Oh, on a major scale. And it's sad. I mean, I feel for the family, but Jesus. How fucking dumb do you have to be?
I'm sorry, but if someone dies that stupidly, I have no sympathy.
I don't either. I try, but I just... what is that? Second one on the top row, right next to I Love Dorks. Yeah, it's a shirt. It's like
it's the cat with a skull and bones type deal.
Has anybody ever gotten off their ass and made Happy Kitty shirts? Or Happy Bunny?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I don't know where the actual store is.
What the fuck are you?
Oh my goodness.
And then it disappeared before I could do anything. Well, fuck you. Don't bring up a message then. I'm going to bring up Firefox and see if I can find Happy Bunny on SL Exchange. That's
yes,
how...
there's a lot.
SL Exchange... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Waiting for things to load. Go back one. What was that? Apart from expensive. Ugh. So what are you looking for?
I'm just generally shopping because I can't search for what I want. I'm dredging memories up and going around about search ways trying to find these stores. It's like my favorite place of damn things and unhandled landmarks out to everybody.
Happy Bunny Pack. Cool. Oh man, this may be worth it. Come on, load. Faster than this. Click, click, click. You know, if this thing could go any slower, it'd be going. Matthew might be able to keep up with it. Happy Bunny shirts. Got 9 of them, apparently, for $2.75.
Not bad.
What have we got here? Make the stupid people shut up. That'd be a good one for anywhere in SL. I hate you so bad. Cute but psycho, things even out.
Yeah.
You suck and that's sad. Hi, Kramit. The fuck? That's kind of mean. Of course, this is Happy Bunny, so... Happy Bunny is just really... Oh, okay. Yeah, duh, Matthew. Look at the description. Let's focus on me, the Kiss My Butt Bunny. I hate you so bad. Cute but psycho. You smell like butt. You suck and that's sad. I did it, but I'm blaming you. That's a nice one. And hi, Kramit. Cute. The hell is this? I'm wondering if anybody's decided to go goofy enough and make like a Happy Bunny avatar. That'd be really silly looking. Oh, real smart. Try to put up a picture of an animated thing on Second Life and make it a JPEG so you can't make the picture animated. Yeesh. These are special people. Particle poof.
Happy. Yeah, I know. Poofs and things and kids' creations. They've got 3 or 4 different Happy Bunny poofers. I don't buy much from them because all their shit's no mod.
Ah. Happy Bunny tattoo. Yeah, I'm trying to find something other than ragging on the fandom to talk about. Because I don't want to piss off what listenership I do have. Which is probably very small. I'm not in the arc room, so I can't check. Ah, well. Those of you listening know I'm pretty much a dweeb anyway, so I'll just kind of pass it off. Look how much money I have here. And the Lamington. A whole $25. Oh well. Fooey. Fooey, fooey.
Yeah,
so where are we off to now? I like that place. That place is built so nice. It's got like marble and it's got a snowman. No snow, of course, but a snowman.
It's magic.
Ah.
I don't know.
Frosty taking a coffee break?
Probably.
They forgot the coffee cup. Oh, well. Leave it to me to recognize that. Yeah. Oh, tank top.
Yeah, I bought a tank top. Because this particular avatar is a spoiled rotten brat.
Well, yeah.
She is a spoiled brat.
I could say so's the player, but I'd get thwipped.
I just let my spoiled brat side out for this girl.
I've got mail from nobody I particularly care about. Gee, what a shock. Oh, that fits.
It's just perfect. It's just a black and gray tank top that says spoiled brat.
Yeah, that fits. I'm not going to say the avatar name just because it's an alt, so.
Yeah, and I created her to hide.
Yeah. You want to bitch at Mayland here? She is on Second Life, but you got to look her up.
There's only one Mayland in all of Second Life, so.
Oh, I know. You and I seem to have the monopoly on, like, lone names, because Marion and Spider are the only two, too. I don't give a fuck who knows mine, because I know for a fact who we were talking about ain't listening to this. So. In fact, I seriously doubt if anybody from COLA is listening to this. If so, hi. You know, fuck off. COLA is really, you know, okay, that's how we can tie this in. COLA, we're going to tie together the COLAs and the furries in the only way we can, and that's with the fucking Nikos. We actually have Niko Police now. But you told me...
Just don't mention it, okay? Please, that's...
Didn't they kidnap somebody?
I don't know.
Spider was talking to one of them the other day. And she wanted Spider to be her auntie. It's like, fuck it, I don't care. Just don't ask me to be your mom, because I have no way to explain that. She didn't even come up to her waist. Small little thing with, like, pink hair. And it's just like, you know what? You're cute. Just don't hang around me too much. I'll go into diabetic shock. She is. It's just like, what the hell is up with the Nikos now? The Nikos are starting to overrun the place. I know cats breed like rabbits sometimes, but shit. You guys must have like a clone system or something. Because you guys are producing way too fast. Mm-hmm. I think just about every Niko in Second Life's going to end up there at some point. Which is really scary. Well, we're getting a sim for COLA anyway. Maybe we'll just make like a Niko section and they can all play over there. Nikomania. Go over here, unleash your inner Niko, and leave the rest of us the hell alone.
Yes.
I see the in-character thing passed.
Yeah, which I don't agree with.
Yeah. That most likely is just going to mean that they're going to have like a building or two, like a separate bar or something for like out-of-character talk.
No, that was to make the entire sim in-character only. The only way that you can talk out of character is through IMs or group chat.
Yeah, I don't see that lasting long.
Over half the population of COLA is threatening to leave over it because it's ridiculous to do that. Make a section where you can go speak out of character if you want.
Yeah.
Make it in character, out of character deal, but, you know, and have a section that's strictly in character. You walk into that section and you are in character. Do not go out of character. That'll go over wonderfully.
Yeah, I mean, look at how little space COLA right now takes. And it's fucking huge. And now expand that to a sim. there's no way that they, even if they just had, like, literally, you know, just in the middle of everything, just had the OOC bar or the OOC lounge or something, and just put one building there. That's all they would really need to do, you know, or just put, like, OOC Boulevard or something, have, like, three or four little places. They don't need to go completely in character, because half the time, if not three quarters of the time, nobody's talking in character anyway. You go in the last round, and I think maybe one conversation in six is in character. The rest are all just people chatting. Me and Anwen are bad about that, because she's getting ready for surgery, and she's
at all.
What the
she
fuck?
Owns the group and there's no pics.
Classified, maybe. Because sometimes they have that.
Huh. Damn it.
Well, what the hell?
I don't know.
This has got some stupid people. Hey. 19 minutes to go, and we really haven't talked about much.
Right.
Second Life and Furries. I should probably start writing up the thing. My little quip that's going to go with the, go with it here. But yeah, Second Life and Furries are the topic for today, I guess.
Of course so, not.
Well, it's early, but I can rattle off this. If you want to send us feedback on anything, it's rendlesravings@podomatic.com, and I'll, whether it's for me or May, if it's for me, I'll just pass it on to her. So, that way you don't have to bug us. If you want to bug me in SL, go for it. I'll, fair warning, I'm not usually paying all that much attention to IMs if you do try and IM me, so either, Rendell Lamington's the main one connected to me, so you can't find me there, tough, because the only other one would be Maria. You've heard the name of the third. If you're that damn lazy that you can't go back and listen for it, then you don't need to talk to her. So, yeah. I'm actually thinking of shifting Rendell back to a man.
It's up to you, hon.
Because I don't want to make another character just to have as a guy. Have her just be like a gender shifter or something.
Is a gender shifter, although most of COLA doesn't understand why she's a gender shifter. Excuse me, she's a hermaphrodite. There is no way to get the hermaphrodite look in Second Life.
No.
You can be a chick with a dick, or you can be a guy that doesn't wear a dick. You know, and that's about the size of it.
Basically, yeah. Well, I doubt when Second Life came out that they were thinking along those lines, so.
Probably not. But I'm just not real happy, you know?
Well, that's under. What the? Where are
now
you?
Favorite place. Landmark. Create landmark here.
Where are you?
Emails.
Santa. Santa just went by.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for everything to load.
Yeah. Candy canes.
Red flag. All over the damn place, red flag.
Very common disease in Second Life. Res lag. 15 minutes.
Oh boy.
Fuck. Do I have her?
There he is.
Yay, hi Santa. Cancel. Let's see. Nope. So we got like. And go up here. Way up here. God, I got a lot of shit on this computer. There we go. Boy. Trying to get over the fact that it's actually warm out, which means that doing the papers is going to be even worse, because it's going to be slush. And of course, it'll probably...
Boy, I can't win! I try to help make the temperature warmer so that you don't freeze to death when you're doing the papers, and you bitch about it being slushy!
Well, no, it's not that. It's just I'm afraid of what it's going to be like tomorrow. Because if it doesn't stay this warm, there's going to be a shitload of ice going around. And it's hard enough to avoid getting hit some days with the way idiots drive around here. I don't want to give them any more reason to drive like a dweebus. Like they need a reason, but, if, you know.
They just kind of do it.
Yeah. Man, for that big, it sure as hell doesn't have many people in it, does it?
It has a shitload of people. It doesn't have many people actually on it right now, because most people searched to get it.
Ah.
Unfortunately, search is down, so now everybody's scrambling to find the damn landmark.
Yeah, that's the first thing I do if I find a place I like, I landmark it.
I end up tossing out landmarks when I don't use them. They just clutter up my inventory.
Yeah. But that way, I know if later, if I want to go there, that I'll have the landmark to do it. So, I just don't... I don't get why... I mean, I get why they took the database down, but Jesus. They could have at least warned us, or like gave us... Say, okay, we're bringing the database up for 24 hours. Do all your searches, get all your landmarks, because we're taking it down for a while. Although, I will say that here's one other thing, getting back to Second Life. I really feel sorry for people who spend ungodly amounts of money on Sims, mm-hmm. and then don't have anybody come to them.
Look at mine, it just sits there, and I have people there almost all the time.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't even advertise the damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, granted, we're not breaking any land records. It's usually about 3 or 4 people, but there's almost always somebody at Opal Island. So,
That's because I let it be. I'm not constantly changing it. I'm not constantly saying, you know, trying to shove new things down people's throats. It's a nice, sedate... place.
Yeah.
You go back there, you know very little is going to change. Occasionally, I'll change the teleport area. Why? Because I get tired of the way the damn building looks, and I'll build another one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it. Other than that, very little has changed since I put the island up.
Pretty much just the teleport area is the only one.
Yeah. Except that I've added some more games.
Yeah.
Spot Matrix was at several months after we opened. Plus, I've gotten... Oh, let's see. Arm wrestling and, let me see, Mancala.
Spin the bottle.
Yeah, spin the bottle. I liked that one. That one was way too cute.
Go.
We use it all the time. Well, Go was one of the ones we opened with.
Oh, okay.
Battleship. And yes, you can play it. I made sure of that. It is a no-fee battleship. Most people that have the battleship, they make you pay to play.
I don't get that.
I don't either. I don't have a pot set for any of my games. You can.
Well, except for... except for Slingo. Slingo,
that's because of Slingo Solo. That's the way they have it set up.
Yeah. But you have it pretty damn cheap, so...
Yeah, I have it as cheap as I can make it. That way it's... Well, you pay it in, and if you have the high score, you're actually... You're actually winning the money from me. Because the pot... You have to start out with a starting pot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really, but I do.
Make it a starting pot of, like, $8.
Oh, I make 30.
Yeah. That way the first person that plays it matches what you put in, and everything up above that is just whatever.
Well, the reason mine is so popular is because I have low percentage going to me for actually hosting the damn game, and a decent pot.
Mm-hmm.
Decent payout. My Blood 21 boards like to get used a lot, too.
Yeah, I noticed that. But, yeah, I look at that, and it's like, you know, I feel really sorry for those folks. Because they're spending over $200 a month to have something pretty much just sit there. It's like they go, oh, I want a sim, and then they don't think of what they're going to do with it when they get it. So
well,
it just
sits... We were going to do with ours, so...
Yeah, so it just sits there. That's something, if somebody wanted to get a unique job, it'd be really good for somebody, a sim designer.
A couple of people do have that job, and they're very good at it.
Go around, and if somebody doesn't know what they're going to do with a sim, have them come in and do it. That would be a really good job. Because you could really charge some serious money for that. Considering you're basically designing an entire world. So.
Oh, these are cute.
Oh, they're pants?
Yeah, they're pants.
Ah. I like the ones below them, the red and black.
The problem is they're extreme lowriders.
Yeah.
What is this with your pants riding down so low, shows the crack of your ass?
I don't know. I don't like that either, and you usually can't adjust that. I wouldn't mind it if you could modify it so that it would go up where it's supposed to. But you can't on a good majority of these, so it doesn't make any... I don't buy them.
They're no mod. Yeah. And I can't, but I don't wear low riders. I absolutely refuse to wear them. I don't mind if they ride on the hips. That's great, but your butt's covered at least.
Yeah.
And then the new fad in Second Life. Get this. Completely unbuttoned and unzipped. How the hell do you walk?
That's what I'd like to know.
Your thong panties go up over Ew. Your hips, and then your actual jeans are riding down below the hip bones, and they're completely unfastened. How do you walk without your pants hitting your ankles and tangling up and making you fall flat on your damn face?
Which would be what they should be doing.
Yes.
Oh, that's stupid.
Just, not good.
I can see the gears turning in there. You're ready.
Why did I censor myself?
Why? We've used just about every cuss word that George Carlin warned against, so I don't think they can really hear much they haven't by now.
Because if I try to think of it, it'll probably break me. Dadder.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go check that out when I'm done with podcast here. That looks like a really neat little area.
J.D. Mills, yep.
Yeah. Well, 5 minutes to go.
Let me know which one of you wants the landmark, and I'll ship it over.
Yeah. Problem is, the only one of us who really has any money right now is Randall. Maria doesn't get a stipend, so she's...
Neither does this girl.
Well, she does, I think, because she was there before they stopped the stipend to free users. So I think she's grandfathered in on that.
There could be.
I don't know.
This girl doesn't, because I just created her recently.
I've been really tempted to bump Mary up to a paid account. It's just, I don't know if I can afford another $10 a month. I'm spending 20 on it right now.
Alright. This girl doesn't have Randall friended.
Whoops! Well, damn.
Well,
we can solve that pretty quick. Randall is the one my alts turn to when they need cash. Because she almost never spends anything.
Yeah.
I think now she's got like $1,800 or something.
There you go.
Spider's got like 400. Poor May or Maria has like 300, I think. I'm not sure. Well, Maria's stipend, even
well,
if she does get it, is only like...
Her, because she's only got like three outfits.
Yeah, Spider's outfit, or not Spider, Maria, only gets like $50 a week stipend anyway. Well, there are actually a couple of Rendles now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So one of my names now has some friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Maria doesn't have at least one other name person named that. Because I actually got a letter from somebody who read Maria's story online named Maria. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know it was a name. I just... made it up. It's like, okay, I want it to be like Maria, but I don't want it spelt that way, so let's like throw another vowel in there and see what we can come up with. And that's how Maria got her name, basically. Let's see. Yay, 102 minutes left, and then I can find something to eat. Probably just going to have toast anyway. That's my lunch usually, is toast. Cereal for breakfast, toast for lunch, and hot dogs or hamburgers for dinner. And I don't know how I stay so damn thin, but I do.
You eat so very little.
That's true. Well, yeah, you'd think that would make me keep weight more because I don't feed myself that often. You'd think it would store more. It would store more.
You don't eat enough to store anything. Come on.
Well, yeah, that's true, I guess. Randall's ravings at podomatic.com or...
This is what I was talking about.
They're
called Sneak Peek Jeans.
Ick.
Completely unbuttoned.
That is stupid.
Honey, if I want a peek, I'll seduce you.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to disappear Rendell's Ravings at Podomatic.com or Rendell'sRavings.Podomatic.com and click contact. And I will catch you all next week.
It's a beautiful night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios.